Hello, boys, and welcome to my little quiz game. Today, I'm going to test your general knowledge, and if it's up to snuff, then you're going to get the best reward imaginable. You're going to get to come. But first, you're going to have to answer some trivia questions. Here's how the game will work. I'll ask you 9 questions, and each question will come with a reward if you get it right. I won't spoil any of your prizes, but I can tell you that the prize for getting the final question right is that you get to come. However, if you get any questions wrong, then it's game over for you, I'm afraid. You take your hand off, turn the audio off, and try again tomorrow. So, you better have faith in your general knowledge if you play this game, because if you don't know your stuff, then you're going to end up very frustrated. I will give you one lifeline, though. If you get stuck on a question, you can choose to skip it. If you do this, though, then, until the next question is asked, you have to stop stroking, okay? And you only get to use this once all game, so use it wisely. Are we ready to begin? Good. First off, I need you to strip down to just your underwear. That's the dress code for the quiz. Strip down to your underwear. Good boy. Oh, you're already hard too, huh? That's what I like to see. So, let's begin. We'll start with a nice, easy one for you. What is the capital of France? Is it A, London, B, Berlin, or C, Paris? You've got 5 seconds to answer. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Decided on your answer? Good. If you said London or Berlin, then it's time to turn off the audio, because the correct answer is Paris. I hope you all got that one right. And if you did, it's time for your first reward. I'm going to let you stroke that cock, but stroke it over the fabric of your underwear. Just stroke it nice and slow. Concentrate on the head if you want. Work it up and get it nice and hard for me. Feel the pre-cum on the tip of your cock soaking through the fabric. Good boy. Now, keep doing that while we move on to question 2. Ready? Here we go. When I'm 64 was a song from which British band? Was it A, The Beatles, B, Queen, or C, The Rolling Stones? Think you know the answer? 5 seconds to decide. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Have you earned your reward? It was A, The Beatles, of course. If you got that wrong, then turn the audio off and go get dressed. But if you got it right, it's reward time. That cock must be getting quite hard now, right? Is it dripping with pre-cum, pushing up against your underwear, just bursting to be let free? It certainly looks like it is to me. Let's let it out then. Get naked for me. And you can play with your cock now, but only with one finger. Just trace it up and down your cock. Tease it for me. We're only just getting started. And believe me, you'll have more than enough time to stroke that cock if you can answer these questions well enough. Okay, time for round 3, And we're moving on to science. H2O is the chemical formula for what? Is it A, ethanol, B, water, or C, salt? 5 seconds to answer. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This one was pretty easy, right? It was B, water, obviously. If you get that wrong, turn the audio off. But if you got it right, get ready for your reward. It's time for you to stroke properly. Your full hand around that cock, stroking up and down. Wrap your fingers around and stroke. But wait. Use your non-dominant hand to do it. And stroke slowly for now. It's strange stroking with the wrong hand, isn't it? It just doesn't work quite as well. It's good to get some practice in, though. Stroke nice and slowly for me. I still want you just teasing that cock. The real fun is still to come. Ready for question 4? Good. Who was the first president of the United States of America? Was it A, Thomas Jefferson, B, Abraham Lincoln, or C, George Washington? Got your answer? Lock it in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Got it? Good. The answer, of course, is C, George Washington. If you said Jefferson or Lincoln, then take that hand off and turn off the audio. But if you got it right, it's time for you to start stroking with your dominant hand. That's right. Wrap your hand around your cock and stroke for me. But keep it at a medium pace. I don't want you anywhere near the edge yet. I just want you teased, worked up, and desperate for more. Stroke up and down for me. You're doing well so far. 4 questions right out of 4. Well done. I hope you still got your question pass lifeline. You might need it at some point because these questions will be getting harder. But harder questions reap better rewards, of course. Ready for question 5? Good boy. Let's go. Which city hosted the Summer Olympics in 2016? Was it A, London, B, Beijing, or C, Rio? 5 seconds to choose your answer. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Got it? Good. Did you say A, London? Because if you did, it's time for you to turn off the audio. Did you say B, Beijing? I'm afraid that's wrong as well. Turn off the audio. So if you're still here, you must have said Rio. Congratulations. That is the correct answer, and you've reached the halfway point of my little quiz. At this point, I'm done with the teasing and the toying and the playing. It's time to get serious. Start stroking that cock hard and fast. I want you getting to the edge. I want you ready to come at any moment. I want you desperate to come at any moment. And there's one new rule I'm going to introduce now, because I think you've done well to get this far, and I'd feel bad to outright deny you after all this. So, from now on, if you get a question wrong, you'll ruin your orgasm for me. That means you'll get right to the point of no return, the point where you're just about to come, and you take your hand off. If you do it right, cum should dribble out of your cock. You'll shoot a load, but you won't orgasm. You get the relief of the orgasm with none of the pleasure. It's cruel as hell, but I love it. Are you close to that edge yet? I know there's something about not knowing if you're gonna get to come or not that turns you on so much. That makes you even more desperate to come. You better be getting close to that edge because it's time for question 6. And I've already let you stroke as fast as you want. What do you think I'll reward you with this time? Let's see if you can find out. Question 6. What is the biggest country in the world by area? Is it A, China, B, Russia, or C, Canada? 5 seconds to choose. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This one's a little trickier, but I hope you still got it. It's B, Russia. If you said China or Canada, then I'm so sorry, because this reward is going to be a good one. But you'll have to miss out, I'm afraid. However, because you got this far, you don't go away empty-handed. You still get your ruined orgasm, remember? Come on, stroke that cock. Get it right to the edge. Get right there. Keep going. Fuck. Yes, get there. Get ready to come. So close. Get past that point and take your hand off. Ruin it for me. Good boy. Oh, look at all that cum just dribbling out. Such a good boy. A good, frustrated boy. But now I'm afraid that the game is up for you. Time to turn off the audio. Bye! Everyone who's still here, keep stroking for me. Keep on that edge. It's time for your reward. I'm gonna suck that beautiful cock of yours. Oh, you like it when I suck your cock, don't you? Just wrap my lips around it. And take it deep into my mouth. Love having your cock in my mouth. You think I'm gonna let you come now? Nope. We've still got some more questions. But I hope you enjoyed your reward. So, let's go for question 7. Not too many left now. Who played John Nash in the 2001 film A Beautiful Mind? Was it A, Hugh Jackman, B, Russell Crowe, or C, Christian Bale? 5 seconds to answer. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Do you think you got it? Or maybe you had to play your pass card. Remember, if you did, it's hands off from now until the next question. Now, everybody get to the edge and get ready to ruin your orgasm. Get right there. If you said A, Hugh Jackman, then ruin that orgasm. Ruin it right now for me. Good boy. If you said B, Russell Crowe, then slow that stroking down. You got the correct answer. Keep edging for me. Which means if you said C, Christian Bale, oh, it's time to ruin that orgasm. Go on. ruin it for me. Good boy. Now, those of you who got it wrong, it's time to turn off the audio. And for those of you who got it right, it's time for your reward. Keep stroking, keep edging. I've already sucked your cock, so what's next? Well, it's time for me to fuck you, right? It's time for me to straddle you as you lay down, and then slowly lower my soaking wet pussy on your cock. Lower myself down until you're filling me up, and then slowly start to grind up and down. I love the feeling of your cock inside me. Oh, fuck, it feels so good. You like me fucking you like this, don't you? You get a fucking great view of my perfect tits just bouncing up and down as I grind on your cock. My hair falling over my shoulders. My head falling back in pleasure. As I moan and whimper as I fuck you. You must be so fucking desperate to come for me. Two more questions to go. Here is question 8. In what year was the toy company Lego founded? Was it A, 1932, B, 1942, or C, 1952. Pick your answer in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. If you said A, 1932, then congratulations, because you're through to the final question. If you said either of the others, then you got so fucking close. But it's time to ruin that orgasm. Get right through the edge for me. Keep going. Keep going. And then take that hand off. Ruin your orgasm. Good boy. Good boy. Now turn off the audio. This final reward isn't for you. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm so fucking close to coming. And that is your reward. To hear me come. To hear me come all over your cock. To feel my pussy tighten, pulse around your cock. Fuck. I wish I was there with you right now. So you could just take me, fuck me, and make me come all over you. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I'm getting so close. Fuck. Almost there. Don't you dare fucking come yet. Not your turn. Mine. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck. 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 Fuck, that was good. I hope you've enjoyed this quiz as much as I have, because we're at the final question, and you don't get to use your past lifeline on this one. And just because I like being even more cruel, this one isn't multiple choice either. So, how well do you think you can do at general knowledge when you're this desperate to come? Let's find out. It's time for the final question. How many syllables are there in a haiku? 5 seconds to answer. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Got your answer? Good boy. I'm going to count you down, and at the end, I'll tell you the correct answer. If you get it right, then you'll get to come properly for me. But if you get it wrong, then you'll have to ruin that orgasm. Ready? Get right to the edge. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The answer is 17. If you said 17, then come for me. Oh, fuck. Come for me right fucking now. Good boy. Good fucking boy. But if you didn't say 17, then get right over that point of no return and ruin that orgasm. So, how'd you do? However you did, your ball should be nice and empty now, at least. Well done on making it to the end of my quiz. And extra congratulations to all of you who actually got to have a proper orgasm at the end of it all. If you're one of the unlucky ones that had to ruin themselves, then, well, at least the next time you play, you'll know all the answers. Thanks for playing, boys. Until next time.